This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. While hundreds of rescuers search desperately for survivors within the rubble of the collapsed Champlain Towers south in Florida, a smaller cadre of mental health counselors are also deploying to help families and other loved ones cope with the tragedy. For every missing person, many more lives have been turned upside down as they wait word on the fate of loved ones. And it has been more than a week since anyone has been found alive. The emotional and psychological fatigue is taking its toll. Over 24 mental health professionals have been helping relatives of the missing and the crews on the front lines of the rescue effort. Cuba is preparing to evacuate people along the island's southern region amid fears that Tropical Storm Elsa could unleash heavy flooding after battering several Caribbean islands, killing at least three people. Government opened shelters and moved to protect sugarcane and cocoa crops ahead of the storm, whose next target was Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis declared a state of emergency in 15 counties, including Miami-Dade, where the high-rise condominium building collapsed last week. Elsa was located about 175 miles east-southeast of Montego Bay, Jamaica, and was speeding west-northwest at 17 miles per hour, had maximum sustained winds of 65 miles per hour. A forensic team arrived in a Canadian town destroyed by wildfire to confirm reports that two people were killed during the blazes, which forced residents to abandon their homes with just a few minutes' notice several days ago. The coroner's service in British Columbia said that they will enter the devastated village located 95 miles northeast of Vancouver, only if it is deemed safe. 1,000 residents fled their homes on Wednesday evening. This is VOA News. Countries across Europe are scrambling to accelerate coronavirus vaccinations to outpace the spread of the Delta variant. The urgency coincides with Europe's summer holidays, with fair weather bringing more social gatherings and governments reluctant to clamp down on them. Incentives for people to get shots include free groceries, vouchers for entertainment and travel, and lotteries. European Center for Disease Control says that the risk of infection from the Delta variant is high to very high for partially vaccinated communities. It estimates that the Delta variant will account for 90% of new infections in the European Union by the end of August. Russia reported 697 more virus deaths on Saturday. And again, speaking of Russia, with the 697 coronavirus-related deaths, it's the most confirmed in a single day since the pandemic began, and it is the fifth day in a row it has set that record. Government Coronavirus Task Force confirmed more than 24,000 new coronavirus cases nationwide. It's the most it's reported since January. Officials blame the surge on the infectious Delta variant and tepid demand for vaccinations. Moscow, the worst-hit region throughout Russia's pandemic, accounted for more than 7,400 of Saturday's new cases. Its mayor told residents the rate of vaccinations was picking up at that more than 2.7 million people had received at least one vaccine dose. Spooked by a new wave of infections that began last month, officials began to impose an array of measures to compel or encourage people to get vaccinated against COVID-19. Vaccines are widely available in Russia, but polls show that many people don't want to have them. Protesters took to the streets across Brazil Saturday, demanding the impeachment of President Jair Bolsonaro and more vaccines to fight the coronavirus pandemic as the country faces the world's second deadliest outbreak after the United States. On Friday, the Supreme Court Justice Rosa Weber authorized the opening of an investigation into Bolsonaro over alleged irregularities in procurement of vaccine development in India. Protests were originally scheduled for July 24th, but they were brought forward after evidence of irregularities related to that vaccine deal were presented before a Senate committee investigating the federal government's handling of the pandemic. Brazil's COVID crisis has been compounded by a slow vaccine rollout. And the Tunisian Red Crescent says that at least 43 migrants drowned off the coast of Tunisia, and 84 others have been rescued after the boat capsized overnight. The head of the organization told the Associated Press the boat, which was carrying 127 migrants, left Libya's coastal city of Zawara on Friday. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil.